Lloyd Jackson here. You're listening to the ninth episode of the Building the Future podcast, sponsored by the Mechanical Contractors Association, MCA Detroit. Every episode, we will be putting a spotlight on the Union Construction Trades training programs and why it's the career path of the future. We're kicking off this edition of Building the Future podcast with a roundtable discussion with industry leaders within the pipe fitter and plumbing training programs, recruitment and continued education nationally and locally. Today, we're talking with Tim Brink, CEO, MCAA, the Mechanical Contractors Association of America, and Scott E. Johnson, President, the Macomb Mechanical, and President of MCA Detroit Board of Directors. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Good morning.
Tim, let me start with you. The Department of Labor issued these new regulations, and one of those is to increase the diversity in the apprentice programs. Overall recruitment of apprentice candidates and retention is important for contractors. I know you've got to have enough people to work these projects, but given the shortage of workers, will it be a challenge for many employers, not just in this industry?
Recruiting new people into our industry has always been a challenge, especially these days when we have the mega products brought on by the Infrastructure Act and the CHIPS Act. And what the MCAA and our labor partners, the UA, have done, there's a couple of things we've done. One, Ray Boyd, who's the training director for the UA and in charge of the International Training Fund, is now sits on the Federal Apprenticeship Council. Mm-hmm. So he's there to provide guidance and bring that the new regulations back to us. But we also have been working on new apprenticeship recruitment and selection standards that have been filed with the federal government. And the whole intent of that is to broaden our reach into the local communities so that we can provide more opportunities, more fair opportunities, and access to the local communities that we serve. And it's designed to, new selection process is designed to level the playing field, train the people who sit on the local JTCs, mm-hmm. both management and labor, in how to conduct a proper interview that's fair. Asking the same questions, how to evaluate the answers to the questions, and to grant opportunities to the appropriate candidates, no matter where they're coming from, no matter their gender or racial or religious makeup.
Tim, can you explain the pre-apprenticeships and strategic partnerships with MCA member companies?
From a national standpoint, pre-apprenticeships allow us to grant immediate job placement for mm-hmm. people. For the areas that have pre-apprentices, it allows the contractors to go out and say, hey, there's a really good individual. I want to put him in right now. And then they can bring that person into the program rather than waiting for the application period to open up and the testing period and then the interview period. It's a way to get them in, test out whether they like the industry or not, and then have them go through the process.
Scott Johnson is president of Macomb Mechanical and president of MCA Detroit Board of Directors. And Scott, I want to bring you in. Can you talk about the internships that are available right now and what positions? And I know people want to know, like, how does this work? Like, do you get paid? What's the process?
Gotcha. Well, it's never been a better time to get involved with the mechanical or the construction trades industry as a whole. With all the retirements that have happened in the past 5 years, there is opportunities really for everyone, men, women. If you're coming out of high school, didn't graduate even, if you're coming out of college, it's wide open field. And the trades, you know, that you referenced would include plumbing, pipe fitting, sheet metal, fire suppression, temperature controls, there's CAD design, so many differing trade options that are available. And really, it's just a phone call that you have to make to the local training halls to get your name in there. They do have a little entry exam that basic skills and understanding of where you're at. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it involves just going to work for a contractor, driving a truck for a year or two. And that can, you know, you can learn about about the industry. You can learn about, you know, the different fittings, the different field conditions. You get to see a whole lot as a driver. And so I say it's open to everyone, and there's never a better time to get involved than now. If you can be on time to work, if you can work hard and have a positive attitude, be willing to learn, if you can do that, this field is wide open, and you can be trained. You'll be trained in an apprenticeship program. They'll show you what you need to know. You'll have free classroom training. You'll get paid to do it. There's also opportunities that can stem from there. If you get in the field and you find out that you don't like trades or you'd rather be an office team member, there's such a large amount of upward mobility that's been created here with retirements that you can be led into project management, estimating. You can be the billing department, the warehousing, shop fabrication, CAD detailing, project engineering, service departments, dispatch coordinators. I mean, it really is an endless. Anything that's involved with business, the getting in the trades and getting through the apprenticeship program provides an opportunity for learning a trade and coming out making $80,000 to $100,000 a year right off, you know, after a five-year apprenticeship program. Great pay, no school, no debt. It seems like just a fantastic opportunity for anybody that's looking for a career.
And Scott, you know, that's the thing I think that's really attractive, especially to young people, is that I can go through this, I can get paid while I'm learning, and when I'm done, I can get a journeyman card, and I could take it just about anywhere, and I don't have any debt. I don't have to pay back student loans. And let me ask you, why don't they have that debt? Why don't they have to pay back a student loan?
Well, the classroom and the apprenticeship program is free. Well, it's not free, but the contractors that you work for pay that cost and pay you to be there. And so, you know, if one day out of every couple of weeks you're going to class, you're sitting there learning the trade, learning the skill, and getting paid to do it. And so when you're done with it, there's you know, no fees, no dues, nothing coming out of you know, that you're going to owe for the program. So it really is free skills training for a career.
What are some of the ways you guys are trying to recruit women and leadership positions?
Well, again, these fields are wide open to everyone, and I think we've seen more women getting involved because it's just a great way, a great avenue. Again, if you're gonna stick with the trades, you make, you know, $90,000 to $100,000 annually. You just don't walk into any job, you know, getting that, and you know, I think there's a financial incentive to do it, and because of the upward mobility between the different opportunities, project management, estimating, service, billings, accounting, you name it, there's just such a wide open field that, you know, we target all, you know, men and women alike, and there's just a wide open opportunity and so many positions to fill right now. So,
and there's a lot of upward mobility in the industry.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Right. If you're familiar with the trades and you've got some baseline knowledge of the field, those are the best individuals to bring into an estimating role or a project management role, or after you know, after your apprenticeship program is done, and you've had a little bit of field experience, those make the best candidates for coming into the office or for supervision, foreman status, superintendent. So absolutely upward mobility opportunities.
And when you say that, you know, this is for everyone, I think a lot of the young people in high school, where a lot of young people, they don't really know what they want to do. They don't know if they want to go to college. College is great, but college is not for everyone. And so this can be an alternative to get some training, learn a trade, and make some good money and be able to take care of your family.
Absolutely. And one other note is that in addition to the apprenticeship training, MCA does a fantastic job of offering training on a national level, large seminars and classes, and MCA Detroit has started an initiative last year where they are having classroom trainings twice a month of all different types of educational opportunities from the field to the office, basic understanding. And if you're willing to, those trainings happen after the workday, but those are great opportunities as well. We're also have a a unique opportunity at our business. We've created educational videos, skill training that have allowed our team to watch during the day and get paid to watch. And these are technical trainings for skills in mechanical, plumbing, piping, sheet metal that allow them to sit at their desk for an hour a day and learn and get paid and gain additional knowledge. And there's not many companies doing that. And so if you find the right spot from the right companies that are focused on training and growing their team's knowledge base, you'll learn everything just from coming to work.
Tim, what does it mean, you know, when you have this well-diversified workforce? You know, what does that mean for the construction industry when you have that?
Well, when you have a diversified workforce, you're not only supplying enough craftspeople for our contractors' needs, but you're meeting the needs of the local communities that we're in. Our contractors work in communities, live in communities, the local unions are in communities, and you're providing good middle-class jobs that aren't a drain on society to that community. And it's really, you know, middle class has been the engine of the U.S. economy forever. And the more we can have a diversified economy and workforce, the better it is for everybody.
And what about those who are returning into society, those who may have been incarcerated, who have come back into society and are looking for a job, who are good at their hands, that maybe want to learn to trade and get back into society and be productive?
There's an opportunity for everybody. A vast majority of the industry is open to good people who want a second chance.
What about those that are veterans returning?
The UA has a VIP program. It's called Veterans in Piping. And it's an 18-week program that those who are interested in getting into the trade, they'll put them through a welding class and a material class so that when they are discharged or they retire from the service, they can be slotted right into an apprenticeship program in the area that either the area that they're from or the area that they want to go work in. And it's a tremendous program. And each year, more and more of our veterans are matriculating right into the trade.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And tell me once again, and either one of you can answer this question, where people can go to find out more information about these, about the trades and about the apprenticeship programs?
From a local perspective, you can call up the Union Local 98, Union Local 636 Pipe Fitting Training Hall, or the hall, and they will guide you. You can even go to the websites for both of those entities, again, Local 98 and Local 636, and they will direct you to how to fill out an application and how to reach out to the right people to get you involved.
Tim Brink, CEO, MCAA Mechanical Contractors Association, and Scott E. Johnson, President, Macomb Mechanical, and President of MCA Detroit Board of Directors. Gentlemen, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Great information. Thank you so much for being here on the Building the Future podcast.
Thank you. Boy.